I'm Catherine Smart.
And I'm Rochelle Bingham.
And this is Reality Mums, your go-to podcast for reality TV, pop culture, mum life, and all things in between. She's the Southern Belle that stole our hearts. And if anybody says otherwise, they can rot in hell. Starring in the brand new show, The Valley, streaming now on Hayu, same day as the US. Welcome to Reality Mums, Brittany Cartwright.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to do this. Hello.
Hi.
We have to ask, there's been so much publicity and controversy in the lead up to the show in relation to the breakdown of relationships. So there have been multiple relationships that have broken down. And we have to admit, we were a bit skeptical before the show came out. How do you feel about people saying that it's all been put on? Because we can see now that things are very, very real, but there was a lot of doubt.
That was like one of the roughest things. Like, I'm already going through a lot, and then people were speculating that I was putting on a publicity stunt whenever I feel like I have always shown my character, and I felt like people should just know that I wouldn't do something like that, especially for my son, Cruz. Like, I would never put him through something like this if it wasn't real. And I think that that was like so super hurtful for me that people thought that that was what was happening. But, you know, once the cameras stopped rolling, things got worse for us. And the only reason I even felt like I had to come out and publicly say that we were separated was because the Instagram sleuths, you know, like the little detectives everywhere, started finding out that I was staying at a different house because I was posting photos at a different home. And I was, you know, my friends were coming over, they were all posting from there. And people started putting it together like, this isn't Brittany's house. And, you know, after all the rumors started going crazy, I was just like, okay, we are obviously put a lot of our lives out there. We owe it to everybody to like tell them the truth, because I would rather have the truth out there than all these rumors spiraling.
Yeah. And it must have been very difficult for you to have to put up with that. As you said, the internet sleuths, the Instagram sleuths, everybody's a detective these days. So you have to be on the front foot, don't you?
But it was crazy because they were right. But like, I was like, oh my God, like, how do they know? How did they find me so fast? You know? So, you know, I had moved into the Airbnb on January 24th. So I've been out since for that long. And my birthday was January 25th. And I feel like people really noticed because he wasn't at my birthday that something was up.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've been seeing you guys doing the promos for The Valley together. Is it awkward having to do that? And when the questions are being asked, you seem really open to chat about everything that's going on, and Jack seems really closed off. Is this something that's just a personality thing for him, or is there a reason behind it? So what's going on with all of that?
I mean, Jax is Jax. That's like the answer I could ever give about him these days. But I also think it's because I'm the one who decided to start the separation and decided I needed to move out and like figure out what we're going to do for our future, that he doesn't really want to talk about it that much, because he kind of wants everything to be like glossed over, I feel like. But for me, I'm like, no, I did this for a reason. I feel very strong right now, and I don't want this to be like overshadowed by you trying to act like everything is okay when it's not.
Yeah
And that's fair enough.
That is something Rochelle and I had discussed personally, just how you have this strength at the moment, and the fact that you have that strength is very empowering, because when you have a young family, it can be difficult to say, you know what, I deserve better, and I'm making this decision for me.
Oh, it's super hard. It was very, very hard decision. But at the same time, I think having Cruz also woke me up a little bit, like made me like lifted a veil and made me realize like, oh my God, he's talking to me like that. Oh my gosh, he's doing this, he's doing that. Like, I feel like very taken for granted in a lot of situations. And I think that it just kind of like made me realize, like, I don't want Cruz to grow up thinking that this is normal or that this isn't okay, how to treat your wife. And, you know, it's just, it really made me stronger the second I gave birth to that little amazing baby.
We can relate. We are the reality mom.
We can relate.
Now, Stassi has come out this week and mentioned in a podcast that the plans for The Valley have been in progress for a really long time, and that it was originally based around her wedding. Were you part of that plan? like all along, or is this something new with the Valley popping up?
Years go by and we're like, we still want to do this. So Jax was like, okay, let's get this back going. And it like Saucy at that point was no longer around our friend group. She's not really close to anybody that is on the Valley. So it really didn't make sense for her to come on the show. And I know that she said that publicly, and none of us were like mad about that. We were all like, we get it. Like, we're in different places. Yeah. Lives is completely fine. I love them. I want the best for them always. But this new show is new show because we literally went through and figured out what couples we wanted to bring on the Valley and what couples we actually thought would be on the show and would be great for the show. It's not everybody from Vanderpump. Now it is like our friends that you guys didn't see for all these years that have always been there. So that's the difference. Like, yeah, we talked about doing a spinoff show a long time ago, but it's not the same one that we have right now.
And we are loving it, though. Like, it has been. I've grown up with Vanderpump Rules, so I feel like I've watched it from the start and I've grown up, and now I feel like I'm in the same sort of position with a young family and a husband and all that sort of things happening. How did you find switching? So, like, how do you find filming this series to when you were filming Vanderpump Rules? Has it been like a natural progression for you, or do you like this more?
It feels very natural because we have changed so much since we filmed Vanderpump Rules. Like, my whole life is about my baby, you know? So there's like, that is like the biggest difference, I feel like, whenever it comes to filming. But it felt very natural. It felt very good. I was a little bit nervous about having a family, like a child on reality TV, because you never know. But at the end of the day, like, he's just so perfect and so sweet. And, you know, I feel like the struggles I go through as a mom could really help other moms. And that's like so important to me, you know, because I'm facing certain things that I never thought I would face. And I think sharing those struggles and different things that I go through as a mother is just only making everything more real and people like relate and understand us even better. So at the end of the day, I'm just so happy to be back.
Yeah, it's really, really good. I have a really important question for you, and it's my most important one for the day. I'm a cheese fan. I'm a cheese fan. And I need to know how I can get my hands on the Meemaw's beer cheese in Australia, because we don't have it here. I've never tried it. And I'm happy to exchange for like Tim Tams or Vegemite shakes, whatever you want.
I could try to like dry ice some to you. I don't know. It's gonna be fine. But we sell it at Jackson Studio City, our new bar. So we have it there 24/7. We aren't like shipping it out right now, but I mean, that would be something I would love to do eventually. Yeah. But for right now, like, if you come to LA, come to the bar and you can get the cheese. I'll try to figure out though, if I could like ship you in particular something so you could like rave about it.
Exactly. I will be there if I'm in LA. I will go and get some. Make sure when you start shipping it, ship to Australia, because I'll be lighting up.
I will. I would love that.
How is the bar? How is it going?
It's doing so good. It's like it's very successful. You know, it's fun. You know, a lot of different nights. We have like karaoke night. We're doing watch parties on Tuesdays for Vanderpump in the Valley. And a lot of the cast members come and hang out with us. So it's like very fun. We do like trivia night sometimes, and then it's a very cool environment because we have an outdoor space that's more like sports bar like with like 12 TVs, and then we have an indoor area that's a lounge, very like very pretty, and so you can like dress up, and also your guy could go watch a sports game or whatever at the same time. So it's got a little bit of everything, and that's why I think it's doing so well.
Yeah, well, we will definitely have to come over to LA. And by the sounds of it, we have to go every day of the week for every different theme. So we will be sure to let you know that we're coming over. Yes. Well, Brittany, it has been such a pleasure talking to you today. And from the bottom of our hearts, congratulations on the show. It is really resonating with us, especially with us as mums. We're really enjoying watching The Valley. So it's streaming here in Australia on Hayu, same day as the US. We really appreciate your time today, and we wish you all the best because things are tough right now for you. So sending love from Australia.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. You guys have been amazing.
Bye. Thanks for chatting with us. Bye. Bye.
Have a good day.
Reality Mums acknowledges the traditional owners of lands and waters that this podcast is recorded on.